What's the last nightmare you had? What was it about? 1-800-330-9999. I can't watch scary things on TV. If I watch scary things, I will have nightmares. And my daughter, Hayden, thinks it's ridiculous. She's 12 years old, and she's like all pumped up about Squid Games. And I said, Mommy can't watch Squid Games because I'm going to have nightmares. And she's like, it's about like games and like people playing games. And yeah. So I watched the first episode. And if you're not familiar, this is a lot what it sounds like.
Try!
I can't
move before you die! I'll count to three. One, two, three!
All those people are going to die. Spoiler alert.
Okay, great.
Everybody dies.
Wow.
Except for like one person.
Keep it positive.
Right, but I watch it, and I'm horrified, and I knew after the first episode of Squid Games, I was like, I'm out. I said, I'm out. I can't watch this. It took exactly 3 days for the nightmares to start.
So is it the gory content, or is it the scare? Is it like tense thriller? Because I haven't watched a single episode, so what is it that really triggers you when it comes to the nightmares?
For me, it's anything that's killing. Like
okay.
If I see something that has like gunshots or anything like
gore
that.
Gore and violence,
it,
then.
It stays with me, and it bothers me, and it haunts my nightmares. So I have this dream the other night, and this one was so vivid, and it was that I had lost the game in Squid Games,
yes.
And it was now time for me.
Time for you to die.
Yeah, I had to be eliminated.
I mean, again, I haven't seen it.
So now, here we are, and I am on this cliff, right? And I'm in Korea.
Yeah,
okay?
Of course.
And I have to jump in front of the moving train, and it's going
Wait
to eliminate
minute.
Me.
You're going to jump in front of a moving train while on a cliff?
Yeah, I jump off the cliff in front of the train, and then the train takes me out.
I mean, who puts a train right next to a cliff anyways? Okay.
This is how they do it in Korea. I don't know. This is in
maybe
my dream.
They're limited space, right?
And I'm wearing a skirt. So now the worst part is I think that everyone's going to see my moutons as I'm falling off
the
cliff.
As you fall off the cliff.
To get hit by the train. So I'm embarrassed by that, and I jump. But I jump, and here's what I do, Raven. I hold on to the side of the train. But they can see me, the people that are eliminating.
Sure.
They know that I've gotten away.
Right.
So now it's a mad dash through the streets of Korea while I'm trying to hide when they look at me to be eliminated. I know it sounds insane because it was a dumb dream and it was a nightmare. But those are like one of the trigger things for me. And I think that like people have wacky nightmares.
How many times did how many people saw your underwear? No,
I didn't take a poll. I was escaping them on the train.
Right.
Not hear me.
I have the typical dreams, like so. You know, I have like the work related nightmares, right? Like so, in radio, it'd be like the song ending, or you know, I freeze just in the middle of a conversation, just all of a sudden lose the ability to speak, press the wrong button. That actually happens in life, so that there's that. Family though, it's more like somebody like there's damage or danger at my house, right? Like something that's happening to my wife or my dogs or whatever. Like, you know, like that's the things that freak me out. And the last nightmare I had, I think my dog got out and got hit by a car.
Oh, it's terrible.
Yes.
Dream. Yeah.
It was absolutely terrible.
Was he also wearing a skirt?
No, and he wasn't. I didn't see his underwear. No, I did not.
1-800-330-9999. What was the last like true nightmare that you had? Without fail, if I watch something gruesome or I watch like a movie that's scary, the nightmares will start. And I watched only one episode of Squid Games, the first one. And I knew when I saw that thing's head turn and it started just knocking people out, I had to shut it off. I go, I'm going to start having nightmares. And I did. In my nightmares, I'm getting hit by a train in Korea. I'm holding on for dear life. I'm wearing a skirt. Everyone's looking at my moutons.
You fell off a cliff.
I fell off a cliff.
Right.
Yeah, I'm hiding in a library under the bookshelf.
Very strange.
It was crazy.
Television never triggers nightmares like that, really, for me. But my wife does the same thing. So she's fine with like slasher films and stuff like that. Stuff that could actually happen, but for some reason, the paranormal stuff is what freaks her out. So anything like rings or, you know, stuff like that, it freaks her out. The Conjuring, any of that.
I think that there's certain triggers that people have because I know without fail, if I watch it, it's going to happen. And it does.
Sure.
Yeah. What was the last nightmare you had? 1-800-330-9999. Hi, Anna and Raven.
Oh, my God. I had this crazy nightmare where someone posted naked pictures of me on my Match.com profile, and then my dad saw it.
Why is your dad on Match.com looking at you?
I don't know. It was my nightmare. I don't know.
Right. Dad and mom didn't work out recently. All right. Here's dad. He's shopping around, and lo and behold, he's got the same demo profile settings that pull up you as a listing. Wow. These filters need a reset, I'm guessing.
Another nightmare is when your dad swipes right on you. That's terrible.
Stop it. Why'd you do that?
Oh, that's my little girl. I think you swipe right. Yeah, no. Anytime there's naked pictures, that's definitely a nightmare. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What was the last nightmare you had?
I would call it a dream kind of more than a nightmare, but before I go to sleep, I tell Alexa to wake me up at a certain time. And in my dream, after I start chasing people around a stupid car, the alarm goes off in the car. And it's Alexa. And I keep telling Alexa in my dream to shut the alarm off, and she's not listening to me.
So disobedient.
Meanwhile, I overslept a half an hour.
Yeah, that happens. When the alarm becomes part of the dream, that's a dangerous premise.
Oh, it's so bad. Because it just becomes part of it, and then you don't wake up.
Yeah. I got to be honest. Something in your tone of voice, I thought you were going to say that Alexa was coming on to you in your dream.
I know. You said it all seductively.
Right?
I was
right?
Like, oh, this is going
to
be
weird. Every night before I close my eyes, I talk to Alexa.
Yeah.
And I was like, wait a minute. That's not that kind of show, sir.
I you guys every morning, by the way. You guys are fantastic.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, bud.
Hi, Anna and Raven. Last nightmare you had, what happened?
Well, I was going to bingo, and what had happened was I didn't get enough bingo cards. So I ran to get a bingo card and ended up fighting with an ant. This is a gigantic ant. It's very big, and I was fighting with it because it was taking my bingo card.
Well, everybody knows ants are into bingo.
So then when I attacked it, it pooped all over me.
What?
So now I can't go to bingo.
Oh,
wait a minute. Who even knew ants did that? How do ants go to the bathroom?
I didn't know ants did that either.
I mean,
you don't see droppings. They'd be so little, those droppings.
It's like that. That's what an ant pile is. Like when you see like the next day.
No.
Oh, yeah. They do their business. They do.
In the little ant colonies, and those sand things?
They do it when it raises up off the moist dirt. Yeah, those little bumps. Yeah, that's ant doo-doo.
No, it's not.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I hope you won bingo. B19.
Yes!
1-800-330-9999. What was your last nightmare? I watched Squid Games. All I needed was that first episode, and I knew that I was out because those are the kind of things that triggers my nightmares. Sure enough, it took about 24 hours, and the nightmare started.
I'm usually really good with television. Scary movies don't bother me. One thing that does freak me out a little bit is the stop motion filming. So like when it looks like they're herky jerky, you know what I mean? Like something's walking at you and it's jerking.
Oh my gosh. What was the movie that they went through the woods and they were running and it was like it was milling a camcorder? It was terrifying.
Oh, Blair Witch.
Blair Witch Project was like that. What was the thing that triggered your nightmare? What was your nightmare about? 1-800-330-9999. Anna and Raven.
Okay, so last nightmare I had, I was in the grocery store shopping, and every aisle that I went to, like, all the shelves were empty. Like, it was so, I'm just freaking out because I'm like, how am I going to feed my family? What are we going to eat? What am I going to do? I'm literally running from aisle to aisle in this dream, just going crazy because there was nothing on the shelves. And like everybody in the store is just like looking at me. And I'm like, how are you guys not going crazy? Like, you don't see this? Am I like, it was insane.
Well, that might be like a realistic dream. I don't know about you, Raven, but have you noticed lately that when you go to grocery stores, I feel like there's so many things that aren't there, that they're so bare all of a sudden.
Yeah. And it lends itself to the same thing, is that you feel like you're unprepared for you and your family, right? As to what could come. It's all about uncertainty. Ramps up our anxiety.
And every day, like whenever I go, there's something different missing. I'm like, seriously, the little muffins? Mm-hmm. We're having a shortage of little muffins now. Do those also come in a crate from China? It doesn't make any sense.
I told you I went to the couch store the other day, and couches only come in ugly colors right now. The rest of them are in the ocean.
Oh.
They're waiting to be unloaded at the ports, apparently. And they won't be here till Easter. That's what the guy told me.
Mm-hmm. Anna and Raven, what was your last nightmare?
So my last nightmare, I don't know if I would call it a nightmare, but it was pretty scary. I was dreaming about an old creepy guy trying to like touch me, and I was yelling like, get off of me, you creep. And my boyfriend was like, you're dreaming, wake up. And I was like, I know that I'm dreaming, but I can't get out of the dream. And I was like cracking up laughing because I couldn't wake up, but I knew I was in a dream, and he was yelling at me, and I'm like, help me.
Wait a minute. You were about to be assaulted. You were asleep and hearing this and laughing in your dream. I mean, this is a lot, man.
It was a lot.
Dreams are twisted.
Yeah. I used to have a recurring nightmare. I haven't had it in a while, knock on wood. But ever since I was little, that the vampire with the neck on his head. So I would have a dream that a vampire was chasing me, but he also had a neck on top
on
of his
top
head.
On top of his head.
Yeah.
It makes no anatomical sense whatsoever.
I don't understand why his neck was on top of his head, but that's where it was. And it made him so much scarier. You think vampires are scary? Wait till their necks are on top of their heads.